listener production.
G'day legends and welcome to another rip episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week the guys start in the Qantas lounge, but where will it end? Buckle your seatbelt and put your tray table away, there's some turbulence coming. Remember, if you want to watch video versions of the podcast, you can find them at auntiedonnaclub.com.
And now, a peek behind the curtain. There are so many different places in the world that we don't get to see, but today we thought we'd give you a little peek using drama, much like the Crown or the Queen. This is a little play we've put together about three people bumping into each other in the Qantas lounge.
Hi, I'm Broden. I'm an actor from the University of Ballarat Arts Academy, graduate 2010. I played Sir Benedict of Padua in Much Ado About Nothing and a Bacchant in Euripides, the Bacchae.
My name is Mark Samuel Bonanno. I am an actor and an aspiring writer. I graduated from the University of Ballarat's Arts Academy in 2011, where I played Odysseus in A Pillar of Salt, which was an adaptation of The Women of Troy, as well as Book 9 of The Odyssey. And I played Sam Pickles in Cloud Street, Tim Winton's Cloud Street, as directed by Ross Hall. Today,
and the other play for third year?
I played numerous roles. Peter Layla was one of them in A Terrible Madness, which was a play written by a crazy man from England who plagiarized, stole some stuff. I think it's okay. I think enough time has passed that we can talk about it. We found out that he stole. Yeah, I had to write a play for.
No.
I had to write a play for 30 people. You put me onto this. I wasn't going to mention it at all.
A terrible madness.
And some would say a terrible play, or a terrible tragedy, a terrible plagiarism. I will be playing a young boy, an aspiring musician, and I have a father who's taking me into the lounge for my very first time.
And of course, yes, every boy has a father. I will be playing that father. Hi, I'm Zachary Ruane, also an old boy of University of Ballarat.
I know this isn't great for the people just listening, but if you are watching, we have a new table and it hasn't been locked down. And we're moving it around right now, and it is a lot of fun.
So now we know that most of our consumers are listeners, so we know you're probably listening on your podcast app. Just imagine, if you're not watching the video on the Auntie Donna Club, imagine a big table with wheels being wobbled around.
And now a battle has ensued between Mark and I over who can... This is bad.
This?
Yes. Yes.
Leave the table... Because the people just listening don't know what's going on. Maybe there'll be a clip about it on social media.
That'd be great.
I'm not suggesting to take this clip and do it, but if you're so inclined.
You don't do the clips, Mark?
Pardon?
You don't do the clips?
I don't do the clips. I trust. We have a boy. Yeah. His name's Nick. We got a couple of boys.
So
we got Nick, we got Jim.
We got boys.
We have boys that do editing for us.
A fleet of boys.
Nick picks the clips.
Boys and girls.
Yes.
So I'll be playing the father. Look, I think this is largely improvised. I think we've maybe done a little more intro than I was expecting.
Mm.
I think as Euripides would say, we should just about dive in.
Why would Euripides say that?
I don't know.
It would be a translation from ancient Greek.
Mm. What did Euripides do?
So we're going to just dive in.
All right. And
maybe like
a splash sound.
Like Michael Kilm. Kilm. Kilm?
Get out of the...
Klim?
Michael Klim.
Is it Klim?
You're thinking of our sketch Kiln? You've combined the Olympic swimmer... with our sketch, Get Out of the Kill.
I was going to say Peter Phelps first. Is he a swimmer?
No, that Michael Phelps.
See, I got no idea when it comes to swimmers.
And then the Phelps family are the famous Westboro Baptist Church from the US, who I believe Michael Phelps is a member of.
Right.
And I think all plays start With an action.
And action.
Oh, Steve, how are you?
Oh, yes. Hi, John, how are you?
Yeah, good to see you.
Where are you off to today?
Just up to Canberra for the day, but my son here, he's going up to Sydney. You've met... I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Dad, are you serious?
Oh, you know, I've never... I provide for you in other ways.
That's true. He sends me money every week. He pays for my rent.
This is my adult son.
Hello, adult son. What's your name?
My name is Filler.
Hi, Filler.
Hi.
Filler, it's welcome to the Qantas Lounge. I'm a businessman.
I've never been in the lounge, and I got to say, when I saw them eggs, I was pretty impressed.
That's kind of fun. I think the best part of being a platinum member of Qantas is that you get to bring your family in, your friends in, show them around the lounge.
It's one of the great joys of my life as a businessman, is to come in here and say, hey, we're going to Fiji, but let's go past the Qantas Lounge. I travel a lot, and look what I live like, my wife and children.
Are you going on a holiday to Fiji now, is this a work trip?
No, you'll see by my polo shirt that my refrigeration company is going up to Sydney for a conference. It's 1998, and all meetings happen on the in person.
Sorry, Philip, just so you know, I know this is my son, Philip. I know that you're thinking right now, but it's 2023. That's outside. Here at the Qantas Lounge, it's always 1998.
Now, these televisions have the news on. Because as a businessman, you need to always be across the news.
Yeah.
You'll see the Australian newspaper in all of these stalls, keeping us up to date with the news. And then some halved peaches. So you can pick them up and have a bowl of half peaches.
Daddy.
Yes?
Daddy, what does your friend do for business?
Well, as he said, you work in refrigeration, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Last time I saw you, you worked in weapons.
Yes.
But you're in refrigeration now.
Yes, I've been in jack of all, master of none, but I've worked in refrigeration at the moment, Fridgerite. Before that, I worked in weaponry and arms dealers. Before that, I worked in Chockies, worked for Nestle. Before that, Foxtel, and the rest is history.
Now, as you know, Phila, I can't tell even you what I do for work, but...
Yeah, Daddy doesn't say... Daddy says no.
So you're calling him daddy a bit as an adult. Cool.
It's what I've been told to do.
Right.
So I worked for a time. I worked for Peter Costello as his in his staff.
He pays me every week.
Yep.
Wait, what are you saying, Phila?
Nothing, Daddy. I'm going to go to have a shower.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Are you coming back as a character, or are you just going to have a shower?
No, well, Daddy said that I could have a shower.
Right. This is weird.
Why?
Now, how are the kids?
They're good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're well?
Yes.
Well. And your wife?
She's good.
Yes. Great. Yeah, any questions for me?
Time out.
Yeah.
Just cut the music.
The music stopped before you.
Yeah, I think it felt it.
Timing out. Now, here's my question.
Are we going to do the timeout?
Yeah, I think we are.
I don't think we have to go as deep as we've gone before in the past.
But
timeout.
If you've chosen to go timeout, if that's how you've chosen to pull out of this, then I think it's open now. So my question is to you, Broden, before we discuss the scene. We are right now the wankier theatre versions of us, yes.
I guess.
Because the intro, the world that we were in before we went straight into it, was a wankier version of us where we were still proud of our third year productions that we defined ourselves. So we were actors doing a reading of a play. Yeah. So that's where we are now.
Like, yeah, our CVs were twice as long as they are now, but just
because Broden.
Amateur theatre shows at La Mama Courthouse.
Even in an improvisation, which is what we're doing right now.
Oh, we're in layer two.
Yeah, even in an improvisation, right? The audience doesn't need to know all these details about
I'm a version of Zach that stayed in the theatre world and you're a version. But theatre is like an iceberg.
Yeah.
What they see, the script, is that small little thing peeking above the water. And what we do underneath it, that improvisation, that performance is informed by a much bigger wealth of material and ideas. And that's why they call it the rehearsal.
Yeah. And much like an iceberg, theatre.
Rehearsal?
Rehearsal.
Mm.
What does that mean?
You don't challenge what I say. You just go,
you just, theatre, much like an iceberg, can sink an unsinkable ship.
Now, also, Mark, you might have noticed Mark said iceberg.
No, well, you don't have to. Yeah, but then you guys kept talking. I came back to it, and then I re-said iceberg. So there's no need.
No issue with saying iceberg. Now, I've made a real conscious, sorry, time out.
Oh, no.
Mark, I just want to check with you if you're cool with me. It was just because the image of an iceberg I thought was ripe for discussion.
Mm.
Is it a bird made out of an ice?
Mm. Could it that be what this
book? I just think after me not being able to name a single swimmer,
yeah,
I don't need this sort of attention.
We don't have to go into it. When we go back into that timeout, we don't have to.
Oh, God. We did this
You did this.
I did. And as I did, when I did the first time, I put my hands up to go, do I really want to go here?
This is what I saw.
Sorry, happen. I've got wheels for hands and feet.
I need to, all right. So
in this world.
Oh, no.
Just as we discussed this, before you say what you're about to say,
yeah.
I just want everyone to know that we're like Return from Oz. We've all got wheels for hands and wheels for feet. And the way we move is like we've got really long arms. Mm. So we wheel around.
We were doing a play. We called time out of that. Took us to another realm. And now you've called time out again. We're in the third realm. If
you want to take notes to keep track, that would be a good idea. Sorry, Mark, what were you going to say?
Well, I do feel like whatever I have to say has to be in another timeout because the timeout that we're currently in was a timeout.
I can't believe we're back here
again. It was a timeout designated solely for Zach to talk to me about whether or not he can bring up my, vocabulary misgivings.
This is the first podcast we've done back in 6 months to be fully open as well.
Yeah, we banked a bunch 6 months
ago. I don't know if anyone noticed, but we banked some at the start of the year.
Yeah, I don't think
we've been releasing them slowly over the course of the year.
I think we've
seamless.
I think we've done it flawlessly.
Yeah, it was seamless.
I think someone mentioned, we may have mentioned it was November 2022 at some point, but that was a joke.
Yeah, that was, we were just fucking around. And yeah, our producers changed, but they changed like the wind.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to work with us. Now, I was going to say a thing. This doesn't feel like an appropriate timeout space.
I want you to know that every world is rich. It's a whole world. So, yes.
How much money do I have?
This is the timeout here. I don't know. But this, yes, is the timeout where I called it to see if you were okay with me saying iceberg. But also it's the timeout where we have wheels instead of heads and feet.
That's great.
And you're rich here.
That's sick. I'm going to pay you. I'm just going to give you. How much do you guys want?
I'll have four frogs.
Because money in this timeout is counted in frogs. Four frogs?
You got that note, Broden?
Okay, so this world I've got iceberg, wheels, hand.
So the iceberg
money,
is
money
the
is
last.
Frogs.
Yeah.
Iceberg, timeout.
Well, in this, I'm going to take hold of this timeout. Because in this timeout, I get to explain what I thought happened at the first timeout.
Okay.
Which was when Broden said timeout, in no way did I think, my brain did not accept that you were possibly doing that bit again because we've been there. And I thought you were genuinely saying, hey, maybe let's reevaluate this podcast idea.
Because Mark has made the decision. Is this a question to Broden here?
No, this is just my observation about what I saw happen. He went timeout, and I think you understood immediately that Broden was doing the timeout joke.
Did like a, what have you done?
Yeah.
I thought.
This is a retrospective layer.
Yeah.
I thought what you're about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember this. I was, I think, 33 then.
It happened 2 seconds ago.
No, it happened 2 seconds ago in that world.
Oh.
But I'm now an old man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that down.
And this is a distant memory for me. Yes, I think I remember that podcast recording, Mark.
Anyway, I just thought there was no genuine way you were doing the timeout gag. And I was like, this is a real... Broden is actually asking for before a timeout.
Before you say, my bet was same as you,
mm-hmm.
that he was doing a real timeout and immediately realized as soon as he did it what he was doing.
Well, what I felt, this is truly what I felt, is we walked back in here. We haven't been back in the studio for 6 months. We went on a world tour. We went to... France is the first thing
we went to France. Is that because of frogs?
Maybe.
Because they fucking eat them there.
They eat them there, yeah. But in this world, they just eat them live.
Okay. Like,
oh, look, a little frog.
Yeah, they're straight out of the pond.
Oh, I have got a little frog.
So in this
they're
world,
all
Mark,
nude.
Mark
everyone is, in France is nude, just eating live frogs.
Yeah.
Mark is in control, Zach is old, and they eat frogs live.
We're all old.
Okay. We're all old.
Time works differently in this timeout.
I haven't thought about the timeout episode in a while, is what I'm trying to say. We're back in the room. It's like, we got lots of fresh, we've got fresh new ideas. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We go, we're going to set this in a Qantas lounge.
Mm-hmm.
We're 30 to a minute in.
Mm.
And I look at you, I feel inside, I've got nothing here. And so my instinct, in my impulse in that moment is to just throw the timeout.
Mm.
And now we're here.
We didn't even get to the party pies. In the Qantas lounge?
Well, we got to go back.
We're never going back.
I really think we should. I don't think we should go deeper into the timeouts. I think this is an opportunity.
It's my fault.
I blame you for this completely. There's no question about that.
You said you looked at me and you saw panic in my eyes. I saw you. The only reason you saw panic in my eyes is because I looked at you and saw panic in your eyes.
And I accept that.
I was like, oh, great. Mark's made a great offer that he's not my son, but rather a sugar baby, that I am paying him a weekly fee to travel with me, go on dates with me. He was going to have a shower in the lounge, presumably because I like him clean. Now, that's some really
interesting stuff to explore.
Full on shit.
For a first podcast back. Absolutely.
And I turn to you and I go, well, maybe you want to ask some questions about this boy showering. This legal boy.
Oh, and it's all above board.
Rent man.
Oh, yeah, I'm a man.
Sugar baby.
Yeah.
And you... Instead of that, you were like, huh. And I was like, huh. And then you called timeout.
Mm. Now, in those moments, I have two triggers there. I can call timeout or I can just go, hey, it's man beast. That's all I've got.
That's fair. You could have just said, would you like to get some party pies? You could have said.
There's so many things to do in the lounge. You can get party pies.
Yeah.
Well, you can get scrambled eggs.
Yeah, okay.
You can get. Hard-boiled eggs.
You could have said, oh, is that sparkling water? You could have said, now what is it you do for... I said
pancake
to you,
machine.
How were the kids? Because what I wanted you to say...
And I wanted to give you more.
How are your kids? And I was going to say, I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not only did I give you a question that you could have reflected back at me in normal conversation, that's not even improvisation, Broden. That's conversational... Time out.
I am the ice bird.
Okay, so I've got this level is ice bird layer.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, ice bird.
I am the ice bird.
Oh, I thought you said berg.
I am made of ice.
And you are a bird.
Oh, great. Let's meet the ice bird. How are your kids?
I have no children.
Well, I don't know.
But I do have a sugar baby.
Oh!
Hi.
Hi, this is my sugar baby.
I'm a firebird.
Oh, cool. How does that work?
Ooh. Well, have you seen Elemental from Pixar?
No, I stopped. I stopped with all of that.
Yeah.
But tell me about it.
Well, then we should report you to the Pixar police.
Oh, no, not the Pixar police.
Time out.
So it is a timeout episode that we're doing.
Do you want to go see the crowning of the Queen?
Yes, I do.
Queen Victoria.
Time out. Do you want to go see the crowning of my poo? In this world, the poo is the queen.
Time out.
I've lost.
You got to kick. You don't have to take notes.
I reckon we should go back. This is what I reckon we should do. I think we've found ourselves in a timeout loop again. Mm-hmm. No one wanted this.
No.
No one expected this.
This episode is, we're back.
Yeah, but to us it's that. To them, this is just the week after the poo, 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 poo sketch.
Yeah.
Which is, so they're just, you know, we've been away a long time.
Yeah.
But to them, they've just had one of the best sketches of our...
One of the best podcasts of our life.
Oh, yeah, I call them sketches because I haven't done a podcast in 6 months.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Time out. I'm worried about the fact that we're playing characters that haven't done a podcast in a while because we've done nothing but podcast.
Mm.
From the moment I was born, I was podcasting.
Mm.
They put a little microphone in front of me and every human has a podcast microphone in front of them.
This, yeah, I love that.
And that
in this world?
In our world, yeah, in our universe. And the every human, and they have an alien from another planet who is like their fan and listens to them for their whole life.
What? What? What?
You get it. This has been your whole life.
No,
you've been doing this your whole life.
No, I haven't.
I can on my podcast, which I've had my whole life, let me go through the layers of the world. There's the Qantas Lounge.
Which I would love to get back to because I think there's some fruitful material there.
There's World. There's Actor World, where Mark said Ice Bird. There is Wheels for Hands, Money is Frogs.
And also Zach's checking if it's okay to make a thing of the Ice Bird.
I think that was the previous one.
Yeah. No, that was the same. Because you said, this is just the one where Zach's just checking if it's okay. And I said, also Hands for Wheels.
Well, then you need to fucking... You need to get this list updated. You need to keep it accurate, man.
Because remember, there's also the layer with the timeout thing where it's also a timeout.
Mm.
So sometimes there's a bleed. So so the issue of one timeout, what do we call them?
Timeout.
This is a sub timeout. So this isn't a full timeout. This is just a sub timeout. Where Zach is asking a question about what we call a certain thing, and then as soon as he gets his answer, we're going to loop right back into the timeout that we're at. Is that fair to say?
I mean, I don't know. I'm really confused. All I know is that Bird happened in one timeout, and then the next timeout was created because of Ice Bird.
Yes.
For Ice Bird, but also we happen to have Wheels for Hands.
Mm. The next layer is Mark is in control. Zach is old. We're all old.
We're all old. It's years in the future. Time works differently there. So before we go back there, I have to figure out what's happened while we've been away.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We'd all be dead by now.
Oh, yeah.
Below that is the Ice Bird Realm.
The Ice Bird Realm.
Where he's in a relationship with a fire bird.
Uh-huh.
And then below that is the world where Queen Victoria is alive, or is it the reign of Queen Victoria?
Similar to the other one, time moves more slowly.
The next one is where Mark's crowning a poo. Below that
to rule. To rule over my ass.
Yeah. What?
I was crowning a poo. A poo was, it's a double crowning. Because when something is crowning, it means the head is coming out. Like with a bump. Like with a boob.
No argument from me. And no argument from me at all.
Yeah. And so as a poo is crowning, crown goes on, and then the ass is being ruled for that moment.
It's a double crown.
It's a double crown.
Oh. Then the next world is reflective about the podcast ep.
It's this one? Are we in it right now?
No. And then the next one is worried about characters not playing podcasts, but we're in podcast world.
That sounds reflective.
Say that again.
Zach is worried about characters.
You've lost your mind.
Yeah, no, I know.
You've lost track of what's happening and you've lost your mind.
But that can't be because this is our only rope back to...
Oh, we have a rope? There's a rope?
To the surface world.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, I understand. It's like a metaphorical rope.
When Bart had the rope in the 3D
world.
Yeah,
in the 3D. Yeah.
Time out. I just wanted to check one thing.
Yes.
I worry that one was becoming a bit too, like, thinking, working out what's going on, and I just think maybe we could do a more fun time out here.
Yeah, great.
Great.
Welcome to Soup City.
Good, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to get in my soup and get to soup, which is work.
Yeah. Soup is where I work too, but a different soup to
what
you.
What soup do you work in?
Minestrone.
Oh, that's great. I work in crab bisque.
Yes. And I am a soup.
And I drive a chicken soup.
Oh, no.
It's me, bread.
Oh, God. He's going to soak us up.
Soak.
When will the reign of sourdough Sam stop?
Probably when the seasons change. That's when the reign of sourdough Sam will stop, because we're currently in winter, which is quite a rainy season.
And his greatest fear, the great evil bread, is of course ice bird, because birds eat bread.
I've heard rumors of ice bird.
Hey, I have an idea. We've all been souping, working all soup week.
Yeah, can you, every time you do a soup for a word thing, can you say the real word?
I think we should take a soup a vacation. So let's go to the soup airport, and maybe I'm a soup member, platinum. Why don't we go to the soup, the lounge, and get some soup?
That sounds soup good.
Soup, would you care to join us, Zach?
I would, but I just want to ask one question.
Soup, yes, go ahead.
Soup away, away.
But it's not in character.
Oh, for soup, for sure.
So I think I might have to call a...
Soup.
Soup means yes, yeah?
No. Soup, timeout.
Timeout. All right.
Soup.
So, we're joined here today by Mark Bonanno.
Ah, hello.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Tell me, Mark.
Yes.
You're the member of Auntie Donna with the red hair and beard and the big muscles.
Thank you. Wait.
Broden is the little Italian one with the bigger beard.
I sure am. Oh, I'm angry.
And Zach is a cheesel. Where'd you get the idea for the third member of your group to be a cheesel?
Well, we do a lot of soup-based comedy.
Yes, yes.
I'm bringing it back to the soup.
Well, because this is a timeout from soup.
So it's
So in this world, soup is the stories of this timeout. Do you understand?
Yeah.
No.
So in this world, we're aware of soup, but soup's not aware of us. Soup City is an imagined world here.
What?
So we're aware of Soup City.
Can we just go back to Soup City? Oh. I really liked Soup City.
Soup City was sick.
It was warm. It was nourishing. It was perfect for a winter day.
But this is a timeout.
Cream on top.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a timeout out of Soup City.
Croutons.
Coriander.
The only problem with Soup City is you can't eat.
Yeah, you know, take it or leave it.
I'm happy to go back to Soup City.
But how can you,
I feel like we could be Soup Presenters Radio in Soup City if you wanted to keep the soup thing going, radio.
When you said Soup City,
so wait, you say soup here as well?
Well, I was just trying to I missed the soup.
Yeah, soup.
Time out. So in the radio world, does Mark also say soup instead of words?
No, in the radio world, Mark...
Where Mark Broden, and Broden are swapping Broden. Zach as a cheesel.
Yeah. That's part of... I think when you...
Just our names swapped.
Yes.
We had the same...
Yeah, Broden and Mark and all your personalities have swapped to name.
But you were a cheesel.
But to be very clear, I want to be clear here. In radio world, it's not that your names have swapped. It's that your names are the only things that stayed where they were.
Mm.
And everything else swapped.
Right. Mm.
Does that make sense?
A point of perspective. Mm. Or soup.
Oh, we use soup here as well.
No, but in this world we use English language, but everyone understands soup language.
Yeah, we all have great soup awareness.
Soup, yes.
Because of the radio, the stories about the radio world, which also have stories about soup in them.
I think this episode should be called Soup.
Yeah.
Just soup, full stop. Podcast.
Soup. Podcast.
I'm happy to go back to the Qantas Lounge. I'm happy to keep going.
Well, I don't know if you, were tracking what was going on in Soup City.
I wasn't, because you just kept saying soup, man.
But I was explaining myself.
But I had no idea what you were doing, because you just kept saying soup.
In Soup City,
Do a, in parentheses, what Soup City is.
That's just Soup City, man. Soup City.
Oh, yeah. Saying. Wait, so
in Soup City.
Soup City.
We all worked at different soups. We drove different soups, workplaces, cars. And we were going to go to the soup airport for a soup vacation.
Yeah.
And because I was a soup member, platinum, yeah, of soup, Qantas,
yeah,
we were going to go to the soup lounge. And I was going to bring back the soup lounge, soup play, from the first soup timeout, pre-timeout, to soup.
Do you worry?
Keep going with the podcast.
Do you worry, though? Because, again, I didn't really follow much of that. For me, you were just saying soup a lot.
Time soup. Time out.
Time out.
Time soup.
time out is what I said.
Mark, you called a time out?
Wow, it's great to be back in Soup City.
Thank you, soup.
Wait a sec. Oh, yeah. Let's all jump in our soups. Wait a second. Something's wrong with Soup City.
Soup? What?
I can't place it. Everything seems right. Our soups, cars, driving along the soups, highways. The soups, towers, stand as soup tall as they always have.
Mm.
Soup, yes.
Tell me, who is the leader of Soup City?
Oh, why, that's Signor Soup.
Signor Soup. Soup.
Yeah. I have a distant memory. In my memory, the leader of Soup City was a despot named Sourdough Sam. This isn't Soup City, but rather a hologram
of soup.
Of Soup City.
Or can you say it's a soup hologram?
Or you could say it's a hologram soup.
But don't you understand? There's never been any soup. Because we're on the holodeck of the USS Enterprise. On our way to Risa, the vacation planet.
Oh, that sounds soup. Confusing.
Yeah. Is there soup? Soup on this,
yeah,
on this soup ship?
Yeah. In fact,
soup, yes.
You go to the replicator and get soup. Come on, let's get out of the holodeck and go into the USS Enterprise. I'll show you around.
Soup? What do you mean I can go to the replicator and get soup? What's soup?
Time out. What, why you keep doing soup?
Well, because you hadn't explained what soup was in the replicator situation. So I was trying to be like, what is soup? And then you would have gone, oh, soup is soup. Pasta.
Soup. Or soup.
Or soup.
So in every world since Soup City.
Yeah.
Every food is just called soup?
No. Everything is soup.
Well, some things are soup.
Soup.
I got to visualize Soup City. In my mind, Soup City looked like a normal city, but things were called soup. But for me, it's made of soup.
Well, for me, it was Gotham.
Soup.
For me, it was soup, Gotham. Thank you for correcting me there.
Time out.
And
I can't with the soup thing.
It's the only thing we got, dude. It's the only thing we got.
Okay, we can go back. We'll go back to the last
one. No, we can't go back
now. Yeah, we can.
We're too soup deep.
So you were telling me about Gotham in the last one. Do you think you can pick up where you left off?
Soup.
Yes. I was going to introduce Soup Batman, the savior of soup, Soup City.
But my question is, when you say soup for cars, are you imagining cars called soup? Or are you imagining big bowls of soup?
Bowls of soup.
Bowls of
big
soup.
Big bowls of soup.
Bowls of soup. Cars.
Okay, so there's a language barrier here.
So I was imagining a bowl of cars.
Do you see what I'm saying here? If you use the word soup for cars.
I changed my mind. This episode should be called the Qantas Lounge.
Yeah. If you makes the word soup for cars, and I'm trying to get clarity on what the cars look like.
A bowl of cars. I explained it.
Or soup.
Cars.
Can you draw a visual picture for me? What's it made of?
A bowl.
Sure. I can draw a picture. Pass me a soup. Pencil.
Pencil. But that's a visual thing. I think we need to describe it. But I worry that if you use the word soup for everything, I'm never going to get a mental picture.
In Soup World.
Soup City.
Soup City.
Is Soup City the capital of Soup World?
In Soup World, Soup City, Whenever I go down, I'm clarifying what that soup meant, all right?
What?
So I would ask, it's very simple. It's very simple.
Soup City means soup world?
Let me explain it. I'm trying to explain it. You just keep talking over the top of me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If I was going to draw...
I'm soup.
I've got a really good character, soup. But you finish your soup.
I was just...
Statement.
I'm full. I can't have another spoon.
Soup.
I cannot have another spoon.
Here's for me, Mark, what I really need to know, because I'm not on board with a world where everything's called soup.
Soup.
I'm not on board with a world where everything's made of soup.
Soup.
Sure.
I am on board with a world that looks like a normal city.
Soup.
Except instead of cars. They have big bowls of soup that people get in.
Yes.
Let me describe it. They get in it. And they drive around, think like the teacups at Disneyland.
Yes.
But they're filled with soup. So whenever they get out, they've got soup up to their chest.
Yeah, I see that soup.
And that is what it looks like. Big bowls of wet soup.
Well, I said I drove a chicken noodle, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I need to know. I am now 100% on board with all this soup bullshit, so long as I've got my visual of a big bunch of bowls of soup driving down the freeway.
You were talking about... Superman before.
Superman.
Yes.
Superman.
But is Superman, because he's the, yeah, Batman, what?
Yeah.
Superman.
Superman.
Batman.
Is Batman.
Superman is Superman.
Right.
Because Superman is Batman.
What's more super than soup in Soup City, Soup World?
Because both have to be soup, and they are.
Yeah. And the Supermobile would be Carmobile.
No, it's a
big car that delivers soup. So your soup is
you're
driving
coming
down
around
the freeway.
Soup.
Yeah, whatever. Your soup is driving down the freeway. You soup, now don't soup. Have enough soup in the soup to
you have
keep going.
Every time you say soup.
You unless to, it's soup.
Unless it's soup.
Well, that's why I'm translating. Because you wouldn't say, because you've been saying soup car, but it's not a car, it's a big bowl of soup.
No, but in Soup City, Soup World, it is a soup car.
I think it's too rough of a translation. I think at best you should say, you're driving down the freeway in your soup, big bowl of soup you're driving. For my clarity.
I think we just fundamentally have different ideas.
I'm not a native soup speaker.
No one is.
You're not a native soup speaker?
We're all soup dead.
Ah.
Because
I'm soup.
Wow.
And I love soup. And I've been having soup every day since I was soup years old. I get in my soup. I go down Route 60 soup. I love soup and it's all right. America, it's beautiful. America, soup-a-doo. The soup is something I love to do with my soup and with you. I love soup. You love soup too. I'm going to go down a Route 60 soup all the way from Chicago to soup. Soup is, of course, the southeasternmost state of U.S. soup. Going down Route 60 soup, riding on my soupy soup. Going down Route 60 soup, going on my way to Cowla Soup. Cowla Soup is where I'm going. Going to soup, a super soup, driving down my soup in Route 60 soup. Is what I love to do. Going down a Route 60 soup. Doodly doo. Gonna stop down Texas way for some lovely soup. I got a wife. Her name is Soup. Three beautiful kids. Soup, soup, and soup. But I'm leaving them in Chicago because I'm going to Cala Soup. Driving down Route 60 soup. The wind in my soup. The soup in my hair. Soupy soup is where I wanna be. Gonna go to San Fran soup today with my soup Every day, gonna stop the Vietnam War every soup day.
And that was Zachary Ruane with Verse Going
One.
Down Route Soup D6. And you're listening to the station that just plays that song. And here it is again.
Going down to Route 60 Soup, the best damn road in all of US soup. I'm a man and I love to drive my soup. Was working in a construction soup every day, working for the soup. Had a wife named Soup and three kids called Soup, Soup and Soup. Gonna get on the route, 60 Soup. Driving my soup down to Cala Soup. Soup in my hair every single day.
Now, I know we should say something, jump in at some point, but I kind of, I've never been less motivated to do so.
I've never been happier in my life. This is what we've been working towards for, I think, a decade.
Yeah.
Remember, you know when we first got together and we're like, we've got to find that sound?
Yes.
Soup. This is the sound we've been looking for. It's Zach singing this song about traveling across the USA where everything's soup.
I have to tell you right now, this is one of my favorite songs, Soup, that I have ever heard in my life. Soup.
Soup.
Checking into a motel, Soup. Getting a room for Soup. One, they're gonna go to a motel Soup tonight. Head to the bar, grab a glass of soup. And sitting there telling all my soup stories when I see your man pull out a big knife. He stabs me and I die of soup. I'm bleeding soup all over the place. This is my last thought. I wish I was with my wife.
You almost said soup there.
Yeah, he did.
She's my wife. She's made of soup.
There you go.
Yeah, I left her to drive on Route 60 Soup. And now I'm lying in this motel, bleeding out soup. I'm going to die. It's only in this moment when you realize that Cala Soup was always in my mind.
Wow.
That was an incredible metaphor.
That was what would you call it, an epic?
Yeah, it's kind of like American Pie.
Yeah.
Tells a whole story.
Where did you come? We're sitting here for an in-depth chat with Zach Ruane, the creator of the 60 Soup, Route 60 Soup.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Where did the original idea for Route 60 Soup come from? And also, how did you get the name Route 60 Soup? And also, where were you born?
Right, so I was born in...
answer the first question first, please.
What was the first question?
I don't know.
Where did you get the idea
that's what it was.
Route 60 Soup.
So, this world, right? Things are sometimes soup, sometimes not. Words are soup. In this world, Route 66 is called Route 60 Soup.
Yeah, we know.
That's a big road from Chicago to Cala Soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that.
It's a big part of US Soup's iconography and those sorts of things. It's a story of freedom. It's a story of... working for the man. And I think sometimes people take these ideas in their mind and they try to make them literal.
Mm.
You know, we're living in the age of Insta Soup.
Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, this is an old story. It's set in the 60s. It was originally sung by Soup. It's a cover of Soup. Soup song. You know Soup?
I know Soup.
Oh, I didn't know it was a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover of Soup song.
Soup, cream.
And I just felt like the way we always, like, people look at soups on Insta Soup and they go, wow, I wish I looked like that soup.
That's a good message to end on is
we can end, can't we?
Well, I think so. Can we end soon? Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the thing. People are looking at soups and they're going, God, I wish I looked like that soup.
But it's a message for everyone.
Yeah.
But this has been the Qantas Lounge episode of the podcast, where we explored the Qantas Lounge, and Zach's got a message for all the soups out there.
Well, all the people out there, right? So you're sitting on Insta Soup, you're scrolling through, you see a big bowl of beautiful soup.
Sorry. Well, so is this a message for our real audience of humans?
Okay, so we're in a different universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? In this universe, we're all people.
Yes.
But beauty standards are set by bowls of soup.
By literal bowls of soup.
So what I'm saying to our listeners is that's impossible.
Is that not a car, though?
What?
Is that not a car?
What do you mean a car? No, that's a bowl of soup.
Mm.
Yeah. No, no, no. This is like a bowl of soup you'd have on your plate. Car soups are big. They're right. As big as a car.
Right. How if... Okay. I'm just getting clarity there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can fit two people in a bowl of soup car. Maybe four if they're sitting around.
But it's just a bowl of soup, right?
Yeah.
That's what we call them, bowls of soup. It's not a bowl of soup car.
Yeah.
It's just a bowl of soup
car. Yeah, but for clarity for you, because you're confused, bowl of soup car.
Right.
Right. But the beauty standard is a small bowl of soup on a plate, on a table.
Right.
So of I'm saying
this is, close this out, any is a, soup. Is a message to all the humans out there who are worried about, you know, self-image.
You know, people are long. They got little bits hanging off of them.
Yeah.
They got hair. They got hands.
Yeah, that's
they got
really
feet.
Fair. That's Don't crazy. Compare yourself to a bowl of soup.
You'll never be able to find any similarities between yourself and a bowl of soup.
You matter. You matter.
It doesn't matter how big you get your chest. You can hit the gym every single day. You can get a really big chest. It's never going to be so much bigger than your bottom. The top of a bowl of soup is so much bigger than the bottom of a bowl of soup. You're never going
to
get that.
You can spend thousands of dollars going to a plastic surgeon, getting your lips filled, getting your brow ticked and touched. You will never look like a cream of corn.
No.
Mm.
Or never. A mug, even a mug of soup, like someone, a worker.
That's achievable if you work hard.
Okay, if you work hard, you could be a mug of soup.
That's the thing. You know, 30 years ago, people were trying to look like mugs of soup. You look at Arnie, right? He was Mr. Olympia, right? He looked like a mug of soup. Now those guys are looking like bowls of soup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And young boys
Hang on,
are going.
How about people look like bowls of soup?
The Rock Dwayne Johnson looks like two big bowls of soup
in this
tape,
world.
You just
together.
Said that no one can look ever look like soup.
You think he's doing that? You think he's doing that? He has people.
Yeah, he has a chef.
He has a chef.
He has a chef.
Have you seen his cheat days? You cannot look like a bowl of soup if you're a normal person.
No I thought way. I was being more literal. Like, you can't look like a soup, but you're saying you can achieve soup.
In this world, The Rock, the Kardashians, they've gotten pretty close to soup. They've got the money. They've got the means.
Yeah.
And that is the beauty standard.
And the studios are paying for it.
They chop off their legs. chop off their arms. And they get real big up top.
Yep.
Real little at the bottom.
Put some sour cream on their head.
Yep. Sometimes, or a yogurt for the Kardashians. That's what's in vogue.
Coconut a lot yogurt, of people just think it's the bowl, it's the soup that they're working on, but it's not. It's the bowls as well. They're getting glazed. And you don't see that. They don't tell you that.
Glazed? They're like a bowl. Like
the
a
bowl is getting glazed. The bowl is getting glazed. And they don't tell you that. And I look at that and I go, why aren't I glazed?
And to close us out this week, a little quote from all of us about it that is inspiring that's going to lead you into the week. Mark.
There is nothing more soup-like than liquid soup in its natural form. Think about that. Take that into your work day and not to lunch.
No.
Unless you're hungry.
Which I'll have soup for.
Yes, me too.
Soup songs. The deluxe version of the album is now on vinyl. So we are selling soup. That exclusively at JB Hi-Fi and on our website, ZacharyWayne.soup.
S-O-U-P.
S-O-U-P. Yep.
C-O-M.
Soupcom.
Soupcom. So yeah, you can pre-order that now. It's available next Thursday. We'd love it if you could buy it soon because then we might chart in the ARIA soups.
Hey, treat every day like it's your soup. Last soup. And enjoy that soup. Good to be back.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.